This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Now that some of the dust from the session has settled, I asked House Appropriations Chairman Jim Fannin to rate the hits and misses.
Higher education was a hit in that we were able to fund at the level that we did. And, our health care was funded. Those things that we had priorities for.
There's been a lot of public criticism that lawmakers didn't really fix the structural problems of state outgo exceeding state income. Fannin says they laid some foundations.
Tobacco tax is a structurally fixed permanently. I had the internet collection bill. Didn't have a lot of revenue this year, but it structurally helps fix the budget in years to come.
Fannin's referring to his bill that will allow sales tax collections for internet purchases. What about the movie industry pushing Governor Jindal to veto the bill capping film tax credits?
We've given over $1 billion in tax credit to the film industry. We've cut higher ed about $1 billion. I personally think we would have had a greater value for our taxpayer by giving it to higher ed.
Even though, due to term limits, he's presided over his last session as House Appropriations Chair, Fannin is still planning for Louisiana's fiscal future, considering a do-over of the Stelly Plan income tax brackets repealed in 2008.
We had plenty of money at the time. We didn't know all of the economy was going to fall in 08. We didn't know that oil is going to be half the price. Had we known then, it would have been easier to make the decision not to do it.
If it sounds like the Jonesboro Republican expects to spend some quality time at the Capitol for a while yet, you'd be right. So you're running for state Senate, Jim?
I am.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.